talk about, you know, what you see in Tevin Coleman, when we talk to him on the phone, he says, hey, I want to come in here and be the starter. Do you see the starter qualities in him? And kind of just talk about what impressed you the most about him as a running back.
Yeah, I think when you talk about him and specifically, it's the toughness and the quickness to take the ball all the way. First, the toughness, you know, with and without the ball. And then it's the long playability, you know, the ones where he can turn the 8-yard run into a 25-yard run and the big play that goes all the way. So we've got some terrific backs here with Devontae and Tone as well, and they're both unique. So to add another player with special, you know, skill set to him, you know, you can imagine how fired up we are to add another player of that caliber.
Any concerns about, I know he had an injury too coming off combine and stuff like that. Is that all medically checked out and you guys are fine with where he stands?
Yeah, we're doing real well with this, with that. We checked it out and everything is good, and we're looking forward to having him full speed and ready to go.
Was he on your radar in the second round?
There's no question he was on our radar in the second round. Defense was on our radar more so. Obviously, we made the pick. We were very fortunate to pull him off the board in the third. Again, organization's excited about him as well. And as Dan said, he adds to a really a nice, accomplished backfield in our mind.
Right. Speaking of defense, Collins seems to add a unique perspective to your already, you know, good quarterback group. Can you talk about how he is going to come in and fit?
Sure. The one thing that stands out is the speed and length, you know, when you play outside and go to press. So to add another guy into that mix, you know, who has speed and length to do that, and that'll also go along with Dez and Robert, and, you know, we'll know how to feature the guys. And right now in the NFL, almost 50% of the game sometimes is played in the nickel defense. So the importance of, you know, more defensive backs who can cover and tackle shows up more and more. And he's certainly somebody that can do that.
Do you feel like his size and length lends to him being versatile to play on the outside, obviously, but also being able to move inside as well?
Yes. The quickness part is the thing usually that separates when a guy can play outside and inside. So when we're looking at corners, we generally, you know, Thomas and I don't look at just a guy who can play just nickel. It's that versatility of guys who can play cornerback and slide into play nickel. So, yeah, he certainly has that too. So we're thrilled to, you know, add him to, like you said, an already talented group. And we can't wait to get those two guys here and bring them into the mix.
This was a nice example of Dan being very clear with what he and his defensive staff, you know, need at that position, you know, the length, the speed. So it'll be nice to watch how that whole group of corners comes together in Dan's scheme.
He admitted that he had failed 3 drug tests, and he said he talked to you guys about it and told him it was in the past. When you encounter that situation, especially you, Dan, you know, being this your first draft, what are you looking for from that kid when he admits to making those kinds of
mistakes? Right. I think the one thing when we're talking to players, and Thomas and I, we've spent a lot of time on this topic, you know, from all the way back when we first got connected, you know, is that when a guy has a setback, how do you recover from it? And, you know, are you able to come back through the other way and do well? And that was certainly the case with Jalen. So all of us have had setbacks, you know, whether on the field, you know, off the field in some way. And so for a guy like him to come back and do well, you know, it answered a lot of questions for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a situation where we're very mindful of making sure that the people fit in, and we believe that he's a good fit for this organization. And, you know.
And the other one is, like, Thomas and his guys, all the scouts, all the research and stuff that they do, you know, with the guys and the contacts and that part, too, that made us all feel comfortable, too.
Yeah, and the further research that we did with him and the people in our contacts and at LSU, Dan's as well as ours and our staff, we feel very confident about the fact that he's going to be, you know, in the right place here and be with the right people. And he's, you know, he's heading in the right direction on everything, and he's definitely a good person that we're looking forward to working with.
Yep.
Can you say what your investigation found was his last failed test? How long ago was that?
No, I prefer not to talk about the specifics of that. Suffice it to say, he admitted to you all, I believe, I think the presser, and you know, going forward, it's our business now.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily our business back then, besides the fact that we do know and have done the research on it.
Dan, some people would say when they see his size, Collins' size, gosh, he's big for his position, although there are some corners that big in the NFL. Would it be fair to suggest that your familiarity working with big corners like
bringing on a big corner?
Yeah, we love guys who have length in the secondary. So, and good players come in all different sizes. It just happens that, you know, his strengths are playing at the line of scrimmage. We can play in press. So part of my job to explain to Thomas is how we best feature a player. So when we get a chance to talk about him, how would he totally fit into our scheme? And so for him, he'll be best utilized at the line. You know, when a guy is that long and that strong who can play at the line of scrimmage, is a good tackler, it'd be way better to play more on than off. And so there's other guys, you know, that we went through in the draft, said, well, he'd probably be better as an off corner. So that's our way of trying to utilize what a guy can do best.
Can you summarize how you feel the first 2 days have gone in terms of addressing need and finding good value?
Right. I mean, we said from the very beginning our initial focus was going to be defense. We feel that we've added two very good defensive players that are going to, again, most importantly, fit into Dan's scheme and his defensive coach's scheme and the approach. They're long, they're fast, they're aggressive, they're very athletic. And then in the third round, to be able to pull off a running back is going to be very helpful for this offense to continue to evolve into what we believe it can be.
Tevin was very confident about some of the things he said he could do. He could do it all, and one of the things he mentioned was pass protection. Where do you guys see him when it comes to pass protection as he transitions into the NFL?
Yeah, it's generally one of the harder things for a back, you know, to as you get into the NFL and get accustomed to doing. There's so many schemes that defenses can throw at you. So the one thing we do know about how hard a worker this guy is, and one of the words I like to use is grit. And I think he's made up with a lot of grit. His passion for the game, his willingness to keep working through whatever it might be. You know, he had an injury. I worked through that. The grit level on him is extremely high, and that goes to the point of pass protection and learning the system. So yeah, there's a lot out there for all these young guys coming in, and the guys who have that type of grit are the ones who really seem to push themselves forward to say, I'm gonna make this happen. So yeah, I'm not surprised that he would be that confident coming in to say, I'm ready for the challenge.
Did he earn a number of points with you when you found out he had played so many games last year on a broken toe or on that injury? I mean, to play through that kind of pain.
We knew he was tough, and you know, we've known, you know, his history and his position coach and his background for a long time. I don't know if it added any, but I knew he was tough coming in.
Kind of stay on the running back subject real quick. What did you see, I'm curious, from Devontae during minicamp? You know, I mean, because this is going to be a competition now.
For sure, yeah. Devontae is a terrific back, and I was most pleased with just seeing the speed that he has, you know, that he can get to the edge. For our evaluation, I've seen, you know, from the draft going through for last year, you felt the speed, and then, but being out there on the practice field and realizing how quick he is, and then I probably wasn't, I didn't give him enough credit in how good his hands are. You know, he can really catch it. So you can see why I'm so thrilled, you know, to get a chance to, you know, to work with all of these guys. He's got a terrific future, Devontae does, in terms of the style and the attitude and the physicality that he plays with. I love that about him.
Still not very deep on your depth chart there. Did you had some trial guys in for mini camp? Did anybody jump out at you, or do you feel that you still need more help in the draft there?
Not necessarily as we're going through. We did have a good tryout, you know, participation with one running back who came in as a tryout. But as we're going through, we'll keep evaluating, you know, all the way through, whether it be halfback or fullback. But I'd be hard pressed to find, you know, a deeper group than the group that we have. We're really thrilled with that group.
Apologize, one more question. I'm sorry, he just character. Is he somebody you guys going to sign?
Character?
The guy who came in for the tryout.
Yeah, at this point, we will not be signing him.
Will not be signing him.
Yes. Okay.